them in here as well.
Did you know the head linesman's name today? The official?
No, we did a lot of yelling at each other, but I don't really know. Wasn't really paying attention to them. You know, I just thought that, you know, I just disagreed with some of the calls, but, you know, it's the National Football League, and, you know, we won the football game.
That number 28
was it? Oh, no, he didn't tell me that before the game. I wish he would have.
How do you feel about the way the team is playing, coming into here and now heading into the
following week? We feel like we can play through anything now. You know, we went to the Super Bowl, lights went out. You know, games where, you know, weather in Seattle and traveling short, long distance, playing Thursday night football games. We feel like we've been tested. We've been through a lot of adversity early in this football scene, early in this football season, and we feel like it's going to carry us through the second half. Right now we sit at 6-2. We have a lot of improvement, a lot of things that we can improve on, and, you know, we feel good going into our bye week. Well, you know, we have a veteran group in the locker room now. You know, we have a few rookies sprinkled in here and there, and they don't want to be the guys. You know, coach made it, you know, known that, you know, you young guys, you know, you better be on your best behavior while you're here. And then the rest of the guys are really veteran guys and have been through this. We understand what our goal is and our goals. We want to win the Super Bowl. We want to be the last team standing. So guys didn't really want to mess that up. You know, we did good on curfew all week. You know, we came out and we practiced really, really hard. We have the most paranoid coaching staff in the National Football League. You know, we go over things so many times. By the time you get to the football game, it's embedded in your brain. So, you know, they made sure that, you know, we didn't come out here and we weren't sleepwalking. And the veterans made sure that we weren't sleepwalking. And that's why we performed the way we did today. Yeah, that's where we get that message from, especially from Coach Harbaugh. You know, he's the most paranoid coach in the National Football League. I promise you that. You know, it doesn't matter who we're playing. It doesn't matter if it's the last, you know, play of a football game. It doesn't matter if it's the last play of a practice. You know, he makes sure that we're on our P's and Q's, and if we're not, he lets us know. You know, and that's why, you know, he's such a good coach, and that's why we have such a good coaching staff, is because they've been in this situation before. They understand that players can tend to take the foot off the gas, and they won't allow us to, and then they leave it up to the veterans to make sure that we push it into everybody's brain. So, you know, we have a good set of coaches and a good set of players. Well, you know, as a cornerback, you have to be aggressive. You know, you can't just sit back and let the guy catch the football. He understands what he has to do in that situation. You know, in the field being so muddy, if you get beat on double move, you just have to hit the guy and take a penalty. You know, so we can live to play another play. But, you know, he had almost had an opportunity to get his fourth interception of the year. And, you know, we can't stop him from playing that way. You know, he's such an asset to our football team right now. You know, and, you know, 9 times out of 10, a lot of those routes are going to be short routes. And they just caught him on that one. It was 3rd and long. You know, so, you know, we expect him to continue to play that way. But if that happens again, just take the penalty and live to play another down.